This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You take lessons.
You're just despicable.
I'm a well-educated idiot. Thank you very much. I took lessons. Hey, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay. Let's just jump right on the craziness for the night. Anyway, after the first break, Walt Heyer is going to join me. And Walt is, a previous transgender. I'm using his words, not mine. And, he's just going to let you in on what's going on in the transgender world. Now, he's a former transgender, public speaker, author, and he actually helps. He's helped, at this point, hundreds of transgender men / women that want to return to, he had a name for it, I forgot what it was, who want to return to their original gender. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, a woman studies scholar says that I wish someone would just shoot Trump outright. I haven't seen the CIA break her door down or Secret Service yet. A gender sexuality and women studies scholar called President Donald Trump a joke, and wish someone would just shoot him outright in a tweet. She said, Trump is a effing joke. This is all a sham. I wish someone would just shoot him outright. That was educator Kevin Allred from his personal account Friday night. Now, earlier that day, Allred also tweeted the infamous picture of comedian Kathy Griffin holding a decapitated model of Trump's head. Now, Allred, who has a history of controversial tweets, was listed as an adjunct instructor in the Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies program at Montclair State University as recently as July 29th. Now, see, here's the thing. I think she's got a problem between the ears. Now, not because she agrees with transgenderism or the LGBTQ community or all of that, but just because of what she's put out there in tweets. She's shown you where she's at, what her head's at, where she thinks this is wrong. I, again, will say, as much as some of you hate me, I never called for President Obama to be decapitated, killed. As I always say, he's a father, he's a husband. He's a human being. You don't call for somebody's death, not even in jest. Because don't you become a co-conspirator to kill someone? His bio disappeared from Montclair's website after the College Fix sought comment on his latest tweet. Allred did not respond to requests via email and direct message for comment. Now, after Allred tweeted his presidential assassination sentiments on Friday, he received reactions, some backlash. He quickly deleted the tweet, but continued to defend it, asserting just 25 minutes later in a tweet, saying, you wish Donald Trump was dead is different than making a direct threat against him. I'm just saying. Gee, I wish somebody would go get a gun, pick it up, find Trump, and shoot him. That's not a direct threat. I'm praying for that to happen. That's not a direct threat. Well, what is? The article goes on to say, it is not uncommon for Allred to tweet disdain for Trump. He's also stated on the social media platform that Donald Trump is a traitor and a terrorist. Happy Saturday. And then Donald Trump makes me ashamed to be a human being. Well, buddy, people like you make me ashamed to be a human being. I'm never like that because I don't take responsibility for stupid people. That's up to them and their parents. In 2015, Allred also tweeted that until the entire system changes, there are no good white people. Not hateful at all. There's only less bad white people. He responded to the College Fix's request. Now, he said that whiteness plays an invisible role in dominating and oppressing everyone else. And I'm speaking about a U.S. context specifically here. I mean, these people feel so guilty about something they had no control of, slavery. They feel so guilty about it. They feel guilty about being white. They think they have to bend over backwards to make everything wrong. Well, you don't. You shouldn't. You don't. You don't have to. No, seriously. Allred has made headlines for teaching a popular class at Rutgers University about the politics surrounding the pop icon Beyonce, but he once again gained the spotlight for his tweets in November 2016 as he tweeted, "Will the Second Amendment be as cool when I buy a gun and start shooting at random white people?" Yeah, of course it would be. Shows how far-fetched your minds are, how far you have to go to make yourself feel good about yourselves. It's just nuts. "Will the Second Amendment be as cool when I buy a gun and start shooting random white people?" No, actually, the Second Amendment will be the Second Amendment, whether you shoot somebody or not. The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment, whether 20 people pick up a gun and start shooting other people or don't. It's mental illness, which you never want to talk about. You know, the Dems want to throw all kinds of money at it, but they don't want to talk about it. Because it's not their money. It was inspired by a classroom conversation he had with students right after the November election. That's according to a column that Allred wrote. "Our class conveniently jumped from topic to topic that day. Some students shed tears, some expressed outrage." You know, again, they don't stop. Right? And he says, "Our class conversation jumped from topic to topic that day. Some students..." What is that? "Some students shed tears. Some expressed outrage. Some were shocked to silence by the election results." He said, "We commiserated in a friendly fashion. At one point, I made a jocular, off-the-cuff comment about the Second Amendment and police brutality, insinuating that conservative white people in the NRA would care a lot more about gun control if they were constantly being shot at." Yeah, well, look at the police reports. They are constantly being shot at. Students laughed. "It would rather be a stretch for any imagination to consider it a threat. I tweeted a similar comment later as well, framed by the events of my day and by my personal frustration with the election results." Yeah, but isn't he supposed to be an example? Up next, Paul Heyer. Don't go far. Seriously, you're going to enjoy having him around so much. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. You can find out stations and times and all the other fun stuff by heading up to the website, TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do a gazillion and three things up there. You can also buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I explain to you why you don't need to hate it. Those labels, those are all labels, were given to me by the left. The people who hate labels gave me a label. So I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to run with it, and I'm going to explain it to you so you know that you don't have to be afraid of those things. And you know, I want to bring my next guest on. I don't have him on enough, but I think that you know we need firsthand information on these things. I mean, we're being, a lot of things are being shoved down our throats as far as what we should believe, how we should believe, what we should accept and not accept. I want to bring somebody in that is involved in it. Walt Heyer joins me right now. He's a former transgender public speaker and author. And Walt, man, I mean, you actually were on my show the very first year I started, and And when it wasn't a whole bunch of talk around the transgender and the transgender movement, right? I mean, that like way
back. Yeah, I came to your studio.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's before we had electricity, I think. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah. I came to the Cuthbert Pagan. And...
But and I still remember it. I still remember the impact you had on me and some of the people at the station. And I still remember even then a small outcry from the LGBTQ community based on some of the things that you said. But the reality is the things that you've said over the years when you've been on the show off and on, they've all come true. And they've all turned out to be real. But for those of that don't know, you've never heard your story, can you kind of give us the short version of what you've been through in and out of transgenderism?
Yeah. I was one of those kids at 4 years old that wanted to cross-dress. And my grandmother affirmed me, which is probably the most destructive thing you can do to a child is affirm them in the gender they are not. And then she made me a purple chiffon dress, and she... fawned all over me. She just thought I looked like the cutest little girl in the world. And when you do that, you plant this seed of gender dysphoria and confusion. And not knowing it then, but looking back on it now, what comes up to be 72 years later, and I recognized much sooner than that, it was child abuse. It's so abhorrent that my grandmother should have been put in jail for doing it. You know, we shouldn't be doing these things to young children, telling them how cute they look in a different gender, affirming them in a different gender, encouraging them to a different gender. I've been dealing with this nonsense now for 72 years. It's insane.
Now, you're not just somebody who's mad because they didn't get, you know, when they went through the transgender transformation, you didn't get the kind of guys you wanted. You didn't get the lifestyle you thought you were going to have. You're not just mad, right?
No. I'm trying to keep people from doing the totally unnecessary hormone blockers or surgery or changing to totally, absolutely unnecessary. These are emotional, psychological, and psychiatric issues that should be done with talk therapy, not with hormones and surgery.
You know, we're hearing a lot about the young kids and what have you. And I recently wrote an article, and I said, or I wrote on top of an article where I said, look, you can't stop an adult truly from doing what they want to do. I mean, I get the fact that adults can make stupid decisions, they can make smart decisions, you kind of leave it up to them. But when it comes to these little kids, and this is what's starting to bother me even more and more and more, is, you know, I'm hearing these stories about kids that are 2 years old, 3 years old, that want to be like mommy, or the little girl wants to be like daddy. And there's a confusion going on there, and I say to myself, how can they possibly know? In what way, what psychiatrist says, oh, yeah, they're smart enough to make that decision. They've got the rationale to make that decision. But they're finding doctors, Walt, today that will affirm that, that will help the kids, give them hormone blockers, give them what they need, instruct the parents on how to move them down that road. What do you say to that?
Well, they're making money doing it. That's all I can think of. Because if they didn't, they would be lambasted by the LGBT. And they wouldn't be making the money they're making. You know, the LGBT would be out there with pickets. They'd, you know, name them in articles. They'd ruin them. They'd destroy them. So they go along just to get along, not because it's good therapy for the child. It's just that it's financially beneficial.
Yeah, I look at some of this stuff and think there are so many drugs we don't give our kids. There's foods we don't give our kids because of the implications with, you know, chemical imbalance and hormones and what have you. And this, I don't want to say nilly-willy in a loose way, but it almost seems like we're more concerned or they're dealing more with the emotions of a child than they are with the reality of what's going on. I mean, biology is biology. You agree. You can't change that.
Yeah, and you can't change it. And, you know, many of these poor young kids are being led down a primrose path by adults who apparently think they're well-meaning, but they're not. I mean, the end result is this is not going to be good in the long term. They may be having fun now and thinking that they're the center of attention, and all is well and good. But down the road, we need to understand the age group between 12 and 24 who identify as a transgender person attempt suicide at a 50% rate. Now, if changing genders is good, And all we're going to do is blame everybody else for their attempted suicides. You know, they've been doing this now. The attempted suicides have been a problem, and suicides have been a problem since 1979. So, and, you know, this is just total insanity to suggest that giving somebody hormone blockers and a dress and sending them off to school is psychologically and emotionally healthy.
Well, you know what they say, right? I mean, first of all, I want to get back to something you just said. You're saying after they have the surgery, the suicide rate is still up at 50%?
Because the suicide rate is about 1% difference between before and after.
Wow. Wow, that's a big deal. That's something I've never heard.
And the attempted suicide rate is about 1%. We don't know the total number of people who actually are successful. We know the attempted suicide rate is very high. And obviously some of them are successful.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, and let's go back to basics here. Gender dysphoria is a real disorder that is, most psychologists, again, I don't know enough about this. This is why I call guys like you. But gender dysphoria is a real thing. It's really recognized by the medical industry, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And recently when President Trump said that he was going to ban transgenders from being actively involved in the military, if you took that from a medical standpoint, because, look, you could be kept out of the military for having an ulcer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, simple
flat
stuff.
Feet. You can be kept out for flat feet.
All right. So I want to deal with this on the other side of the break, because we have a break coming up, and this is just too deep to kind of leave it halfway and then come back to it. So we'll be back in a minute. Walt Heyer is with me, former transgender public speaker, author, and, you know, I don't know, a coach maybe even. I'll talk to him about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. How can you not like Charlie Daniels? You don't get any more American than Charlie Daniels, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Whether you're up on our website, for you older, more seasoned people, don't have Facebook pages, we have a live chat room going on the website, so you can discuss with people, like-minded people there, or mostly like-minded people, or you can head over to Facebook. There's also a live feed going on there as well. Where there's plenty of people there to talk with. I want to bring my guest back on. I don't want to waste his time. Walt Heyer joins me. He's a former transgender, public speaker, author, and you know what, Walt, first of all, again, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
You bet.
We were talking about gender dysphoria, and, you know, you went through it where you were, I won't say encouraged, you can say that if you want to, but you were helped and you were supported in going through your transition, but then when you wanted to go back, it was like a bunch of crickets. You couldn't find anybody to respond, right?
Oh, yeah. What's really interesting is that when you decide to transition, you've got this army of people who are going, wow, that's so cool. Man, you're so well-informed. You're enlightened. You're brilliant. You're wonderful. And so then you go into it, and like I did, and you live it for 8 years, and you realize that, you know, you'd been fed a complete bunch of baloney, that, you know, you don't need hormones and surgery. And you don't change genders anyway. That's false and misleading because biologically you're still the same. So if you wake up from the insanity and find your sanity, you look back and go, gee, that's crazy. Then you go to a therapist and say, gee, I want to detransition. They go, oh, you're fine just the way you are. You make a lovely woman. Give it more time. I said, well, I gave it 8 years. How much more time do I need to give it? Oh, you'll be fine. And then you talk about detransitioning, and they think you're nuts. They think you're complete wacko. No, I just found my insanity.
And you had a licensed therapist on the front end of this that counseled you, worked with you to make sure that this was all going to be fine and okay.
Yeah. So, you know, they lead you down this pathway, and then when, you know, and he said he was the specialist. He was the number one guy at that time in the world. Name was Paul Walker. He wrote the original Harry Benjamin International Standards of Care that became the WPATH Standards of Care today. And so when you finally hit that place where you detransition and you realize that your insanity, you've been living it, and now you're sane. You figured it out. You don't need to do it. And people are looking at you like you got three heads. So I work with people today that are detransitioning, and I get more and more of them all the time. And that usual regret point or point of detransition starts anywhere from 3 years to 15 years after post-surgery. And we've got a group of people we're getting together for a meeting where we're all getting together. It's more of us now coming out and joining together and kind of giving each other encouragement and comfort in the process.
You know, they say the transgender community is quite small, you know, when you look at the overall numbers of all the groups. Why do they have so much support? And I don't mean that, you know, again, just for clarity, I'm not making fun of transgender people. I'm not calling them, you know, whacked crazy. I mean, everybody's got their issues that they need to work through. If gender dysphoria is a real issue, then we need to get them the help that they need. But, you know, why? How do you get a doctor from Johns Hopkins University to back down when he says you can't change biology? You cannot change your gender. And he backed away from that. How did that happen?
Well, I think any time you have somebody who's suffering, and my heart goes out to transgenders. I was one of them. You're in the midst of this great struggle with your identity, and you're looking for any kind of support and help and so forth you need. But the truth of the matter is that something triggered this. There's an onset where you were either sexually abused, physically abused, emotionally abused, abandoned, lost. You know, you were put into foster care. Something happened, and that triggered this whole thing where you do not want to be who you are, and you spend the rest of your life trying to become someone who you can never be, which is in the opposite gender. If we can just understand that they're suffering and they're hurting, but hormones and sex change surgery is not going to fix the deeper comorbid disorders, which include body dysmorphic disorder, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, separation anxiety, dissociative disorder, and a host of other disorders. If we drill down and begin to look at those disorders that are under the umbrella of gender dysphoria and actually deal with those issues, because I've seen the letters when they go for therapy and they treat the underlying comorbid disorder, the feeling or desire to change genders goes away.
Wow. We never hear about that. We never hear about any of that.
No, you know? Of course not.
And you know, what prompted me to call you again was not only me taking a bit of a beating online because I suggested that, you know, there was an 11-year-old young boy that wants to transition into a girl, and they thought I was picking on the parents because he has two lesbian parents. You know, I'm going through all this stuff, and I'm saying, no, wait a minute. What I'm saying to you is that we don't let kids drive to 16 for a reason. Okay, we don't let them drink till they're 21 for a reason. We don't let them, you know, I did a whole segment or a whole show around the human brain and when it comes together and really when it starts to, you know, come into place. If you've ever had a 16, 17-year-old teenage boy, you know how dumb they can be or the stupid things that they can do. I don't want to say how dumb they actually are. But they do some pretty, when you talk to psychologists, they go, look, because their brain isn't working right yet. So why is it we're supposed to have, you know, we're supposed to be more careful with them at 16 or 17 for regular everyday things because their brain isn't quite working right. But yet it's okay to start to move a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old into a major life-changing decision on their body. If for me, I'm not an educated guy. Help me out here.
Well, you know, what we know is that people who are hurting hurt themselves. And so that's what's happening here. I mean, this is, they're struggling to find a way to escape the pain that they're feeling from whenever it happened, whatever the issue was. And the anxiety and depression from that pain causes them to want to, you know, jump into a different gender as if that different gender then is a protection. It's a hiding place. It's the gender that didn't have that happen to them. And so you have this dissociation where they can escape what that other person felt and be the person that never felt that pain.
Interesting. Now, I won't use the word counselor because that's not what you're doing, but you are supporting, helping, guiding, if you would, other people that want to revert back?
Yeah, detransition.
Detransition. Okay, so others that want to detransition, and when you're talking with them, do you find that these are the what you talk about now are the main issues or real issues that have happened in their life?
In 12 years of all the people I've dealt with, 100% of the time, every single one of them can identify something that happened, something that was painful, something that was dramatic, something that caused them to have the onset of gender dysphoria. Every one of them that's detransitioning say, like I did, you know, hormones and surgery cannot fix the deeper underlying psychological comorbid disorders. And they're psychological, they're emotional, they're psychiatric, and they're sexual. And they all need effective, sound psychotherapy from somebody who isn't trying to help them change gender.
What do you say to these people who have, I don't know, I won't get that ridiculous, let's say a four-year-old that says, you know, Mommy, I want to be like you. Mommy, I don't want to be a boy, I want to be a girl, or vice versa. What do you say to that parent when they want to go on the emotions of, I want my little boy or girl to be happy, so I am going to do what they want me to do? What would you say to them?
Well, you sit down and ask them, you know, why is it you want to do that? Where's this coming from? And what we know is if you sit down with the child and begin to explore why they're having these feelings, it's usually something that has happened, something that someone said. But we know from research, the actual research information, if we leave these children alone and continue to encourage them in the gender that they were made out of the womb, then we know that up to 94% of them will grow out of this gender dysphoric point of view. And I had somebody write me a note that explained that very well in her own life. She said, you know, she thought about it and considered it, but then she realized, and today she loves herself and she's so glad that she didn't change gender. So, you know, we need to understand that there's something that's going on, and we need to talk to them about that and try to understand why and how those emotional feelings and thoughts got started. And there's always a point.
We got to go to another break. You know how much I love breaks. And then when we come back, I really want to touch on why the medical industry, I'm just floored at the fact medical industry can't figure this out. Can't figure out that they might be hurting these children instead of helping them. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Walt Heyer joins me. He's a former transgender public speaker, author, and helper. We'll be right back.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me today. Always appreciate the time you're spending. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can do all kinds of things. You can tell your friends. You can tell my enemies about them, so you can bring them on so they can try to just beat me up on misinformation. I just love it. I love all you Facebook doctors, all you Facebook warriors out there that are sure that you have every bit of information on everything going on there, and you don't even live the life. You don't understand the life. You might know somebody who did, but you have no firsthand information. Well, I believe in bringing on people that are actively and actually involved in it. Walt Hires with me. He's a former transgender, look, speaker and author. And again, Walt, always a pleasure to have you on with me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Likewise.
You know, so people understand something. We're not sitting here, I'm not going to speak for you, but I believe I know where your heart's at. I'm not sitting here trying to do everything I can to tear down the transgender community, to make them feel bad about themselves, to try to make them feel like they're freaks or something. This is not what this is about. You know, we've gotten to the point in this country we can't talk about anything, nothing, without being a hater. Well, we're not being a hater. Hopefully, if somebody's going through this and doesn't need to, then maybe Walt can touch someone. Maybe you can pick up one of his books, check him out on YouTube or somewhere like that. Look for him online because he's got the information. He's been living it. He's been helping other people out with it. You cannot discount his experience. Just because he turned around, you can't discount his experience. He's been through it, and he's helping other people. Anyway, Walt, thanks so much for being with me today.
You bet.
Let's, I'm seeing more and more doctors come out and talk about this issue. And the funny thing about it is, again, not being the smartest guy in the room, I hear about all these not just drugs, but foods and situations we're not supposed to put our kids in because they chemically can't handle it. They can't handle, you know, their bodies are still developing, and yet they're perfectly fine with giving hormone blockers to a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6-year-old when the hormones do much more than deal with just sexuality. They deal with all kinds of things in the body. And you know of some of these doctors that are speaking out now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, Dr. Christina Olson, who is comes from the other side. You know, she's was an advocate. She's been doing research on this at the University of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
In her own words, she says, we just do not have definitive data one way or the other who is a trans kid. The truth is that no one can predict whether a gender dysphoric kid will feel the same way years later. That's why Dr. Olson now is advocating to do a study of at least 300 trans kids that they can actually track over a period of 20 years, because that's how long it's going to take. And then old Dr. Olson says, and remember, she's from the left, she's not on the right, says, in the meantime, many of these children will be encouraged to go ahead and make life-altering medical decisions. Here's the kicker. A left-wing person, advocate, now is saying, in light, go forward with this medical decision in light of scientific ignorance.
Oh, God.
That's not even a right-winger. That's the left going, we don't know who's a trans kid. We don't know who's going to benefit from it. We cannot test anybody to determine even if they are a trans kid, because we all just jump when a kid says, I'm trans. Well, then they're trans. But they can't prove it. And this doctor's saying, in light of scientific ignorance, we're going to go forward with it anyway. She wants to study it for 20 years.
Oh, but you know what happens? The first thing, the first conversations that come down in this, when I talk to some of these people, what they throw at me is they'll say, do you understand that 40% of transgender kids who don't get the help they need or anything like that commit suicide or want to commit suicide? I'm thinking to myself, I have a hard time buying that. I have a hard time buying that 40% of them are going to commit suicide unless they get the operation, as opposed to how about getting them some of the other help, getting them into counseling for a few years, helping them out and helping them to understand what's going on with them.
Yeah.
Right?
The truth is they're going to attempt suicide and be successful at suicide because we are withholding good, sound, effective psychotherapy from these kids who are struggling with deep emotional, psychological, and sexual issues. That's why they're attempting suicide. That's why they're successful at suicide. It's not because they were bullied. It's not because they haven't been affirmed. It's not because of any of the reasons that the advocates tell you. It's because they are withholding the treatment that would actually prevent them from committing suicide.
You know, I looked online the other day. You're talking, I'm looking online right now, and it seems like the first 15 pages of Google are all positive on these transgender operations. Okay, mm-hmm. And positive on the hormone, giving kids hormones, and they're positive in all of this stuff. And I have to think, you know, how are the other ones going to get their message out? And again, a simple message of saying, check this out, think this through, think about what these hormone blockers do to a young man or woman, and not in their womanhood or manhood, but just in their overall general health. How come I can't find this stuff?
Well, because the LGBT is super funded, powerful. Obama gave them a huge platform that's going to take years to unwind. And, they've infiltrated this nonsense into our school system. And, you know, many of the schools, changing genders is more important than getting an education today. And so we've just gone completely off the deep end, and we're really destroying kids' life in the process, and we're not really equipping them to deal with society in a way that's healthy psychologically or emotionally, and of course they're going to be attempting suicide.
How long do these kids have to go through, or these young people have to go through, psychological treatment before a doctor approves or okays their surgery?
Oh, boy, probably, I think that varies from doctor to doctor. probably anywhere from some doctors do very extensive psychotherapy to doctors who do zero. So it's probably everywhere in between.
Yeah, it's really, really funny because I look at some of the stuff that's been put through legislation and what you have to go through with doctors and that kind of stuff. And in some cases, you're right, it's very light. You know, when it comes to medical marijuana, my God, and I realize it's not the same level, but just think about it. You know, you had to have a real reason, you know, when they were selling it to us. We're going to make sure a doctor sees you. We're going to make sure you have a real reason to have to have it. Not anybody's going to be able to get it. Well, guess what? Pretty much anybody can get it. You can get it for saying you can't sleep at night. You can get it for saying you have the jitters all the time. There's a million ways in California to get prescriptions for medical marijuana and only be with a doctor 10 minutes. So I really am not impressed by what they're willing to do to help, you know, save and help some of these kids. So we got a couple of minutes left, and what I want to ask you to do is if you had a group of transgender parents in the room, you've got them sitting there, and they've got very young kids. They're very look at parents want to do what's right for their kids. I believe that the majority of parents want their kids to be happy and healthy and whole and enjoy life and that kind of thing. I don't believe anybody goes out to ruin their child's life. So what would you say to that transgender parent? What would you say to those transgender parents if you had a couple of minutes to sit with them and explain what's going on?
Well, it depends on who the parents are. If you've got a transgender activist therapist or parents, they aren't going to listen to me at all. They don't want anything to do with me.
Right.
If on the other side you have parents who want to prevent their child from undergoing hormone blockers and surgery, they listen very intently, they ask excellent questions, and they really want to know how they can avoid their child going through such a radical change in their life. And most of those parents that I have talked to recognize that it was a divorce or something. You know, usually there's a real big event that happened in their life, and they explain it to me. And they tell me what the event is, and once we can sit down and discuss that event and discuss it with the child, discuss it with the therapist, you have a great opportunity if you have a good psychotherapist who wants to prevent them from going through hormone therapy and a gender change. You have a great opportunity to be one of those 94% who will grow out of it.
I would love to admonish parents, and I don't know, maybe I can get the information from Walt later on. Put up some information on the website, on the Real Side website, where you can go and get, again, I'm trying to, while Walt's on the phone with me and over the last few days, I've been trying to do some searches for very specific things about transgenderism. I can't find, I basically, under Google now, it's a little different if I go over to Bing, but under Google, I almost can't find any negative information on transgenderism. I can't find anything that's cautionary, if you would. And it shows, just like it did with Mrs. Clinton when we were trying to find out about her, you couldn't find any negative information about Hillary Clinton for a long time. Okay, Walt, we're pretty much up against it. Tell people how they can get your books. You've got plenty of books, and how they get more information about you.
Yeah, you can go to my website, sexchangeregret.com. If you want to see some information and research, you go to thepublicdiscourse.com. They have great stuff there, or thefederalist.com. And you can find research information that will, if you read it, the stuff I've written over 30 articles, if you read that, you would not put your kid through the life of a transgender.
Well, Walt, I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me and the information you give. And again, people, if you've got kids that are going through this, starting to go through it, very young children, before you make any major moves, just ask the right questions. Make sure you see the right people. Make sure you've done everything that you can do to make sure your kid, your child, I want to call them kids, but your child has had every opportunity to be healthy and whole. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Have a great and safe weekend. I want you back here with me Monday. Lots of good stuff coming up next week. You've been listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?